federal government's one step closer to getting rid of the carbon tax. The legislation to repeal the tax passed the lower house last night. The government has agreed to a demand by Clive Palmer to deal separately with the future of the Clean Energy Finance Corporation.
It's very clear that Clive Palmer at the moment has the whip hand in these negotiations with the Prime Minister.
Essendon's campaign to scuttle its long-running anti-doping investigation heads to the federal court today. The AFL club and its suspended coach James Hird are appealing against the legality of ASADA's investigation. 34 past and present players have been accused of taking banned substances. An investigation into the former BBC personality Jimmy Savile has revealed he sexually abused patients at hospitals around Britain. A series of reports show Savile used his fame to get unsupervised access to hospitals, where he assaulted scores of patients aged between 5 and 75. European leaders have gathered in the small Belgian city of Ypres to mark the 100th anniversary of the outbreak of First World War. The 28 leaders observed a minute's silence at the Menin Gate to remember those who died in the war. And young British-born writer Evie Wilde has been awarded this year's Miles Franklin Literary Award. She's managed to upstage the favourites Tim Winton and Richard Flanagan. The judges described her book All the Birds Singing as a vivid and unforgettable moral fable.